All right.
Good evening and welcome to the special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town Discovery Bay CSD. At this time, I'd like to bring our meeting to order. Carol, if you can help us with the roll call, please.
President Steele.
Here.
Vice President Graves.
Here.
Director Madison.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
Great, all in attendance. Public comment. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. At this time, I'd like to open for public comment. Anybody, please? Mr. Pease?
Yeah, I've naturally been informed that I can't participate because I'm not sworn in. We have to wait till the election. So what I would like to do, if I were in conversation, I'm going to be leaving. I just want to make sure that the board members have thoroughly thought through the current condition of the building that you're considering, and also the current perceived value of the ongoing business in your discussion about a offer of whatever sort that is, because I would be certainly going down those paths and kind of get a little more detail. But please keep that in mind as you discuss.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? At this time, public comment is closed. Now move to item C, new business and action items. Discussion and possible action regarding acreage and purchase allocation of Discovery Bay Club site. Staff, please.
Another one.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As you know, we are currently in escrow to acquire a portion of the 10-acre parcel known as the Discovery Bay Athletic Club. One of the considerations that we have is that we have a number of conditions that we put on ourselves to meet in order to make sure that soils were the land's not contaminated, the appraisal, things along those lines. There's one item, however, that requires another look, and that is the lot line adjustment. I'm going to put a map up on the board, and so you'll be able to go through it with me. If you recall, the original parcel, the Pilati property consists of two parcels. A very small one over here in the bottom left-hand corner. It's a half circle parcel. That parcel is a remnant parcel that is a holdover from a much larger parcel. It is apparently not a legal parcel because it was apparently not created subject to the Subdivision Map Act. So that was going to be the basis of the lot line adjustment to move this line from here over to here, if you will. That has been indicated to me by the county that is probably not going to be a viable consideration. So in order to make the lot line adjustment work, what we're proposing is to take the lot line that separates our current parcel along this line here, that is that separates our parcel currently where we're sitting today with the Athletic Club parcel, and eliminate that parcel and create this lot line here with that lot line. We're going to continue to push for the original plan, and I spoke with the planner at the county this afternoon, and he said they're still evaluating the plausibility of that, but yet it is looking like that is the case, that it will not be, that it's not a legal lot because it wasn't necessarily created subject to the Subdivision Map Act. So what I'm looking for board consideration this evening is to authorize the resubmittal of that lot line in the configuration that you see before you.
Do you guys have any questions or comments about what Rick's showing us?
Where the deal that we're with the church, what piece of this, what the new lot line is going to us and which piece is going in? Can you point that out on the board?
Yes.
That, none of that changes. This line has always been the line that separated the church from us right here.
Where's the one we're talking about now? This
this little piece right here was a remnant.
Okay.
And it. What I'm sorry, Rick.
Okay. Go ahead, Kevin. What is that piece?
This little piece was a remnant of a piece that used to go like this before the county took it for the fire department, and they screwed up as well as whoever and never put it on a plan, on a subdivision plan. Therefore, in essence, my understanding is it doesn't really exist.
It exists,
but it's not legal.
It exists for taxable purposes because you have to be able to tax all parcels.
Right.
But it's not a legal lot.
Subdivided lot.
Subject to the MAP Act.
Is this a piece that's before the driveway for the fire department?
It's on the back side of the fire department. You don't even see it.
But it'll be
part of what we have. It's just that
line will go away.
The line will go away.
Whatever. It won't really go away because it never really existed. But the point is that it's not usable as a subdividing line now to come over here and use it to subdivide here. And you have to trade one line for another.
Nothing's changed, Mark, at all.
But with regards to the amount of... I shouldn't be... Go ahead, Rick.
So that little half circle was originally created in my conversations with David Landon with Hoffman Company. Because, if you know, we have a well site right there next to the fire station. Mm-hmm. And that half circle was going to be the water tank, storage tank location for that well. Well, we know what happened. It didn't happen. So that is why that parcel is such an odd configuration when it was created. And so what we're looking to do now, instead of using that little half circle as the line that we're going to move, we're recommending moving the lines between our parcel and their parcel to create the two parcels. If you have two parcels, you can create two parcels. If you have two parcels, you can't create three. That's subject to the Subdivision Map Act at that point.
That's the key right there, what he just said.
Does that mean that this site will now be part of that parcel?
That's correct.
Just one piece.
The key being it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to redo a subdivision map if you try to create three lots out of two, sure. Correct?
Not hundreds of thousands, but thousands. Tens of thousands of dollars.
And a ton of time.
What would happen, I'm not saying, but let's just say that this, at some point down the line, we say, oh, this is not a workable deal. Now we've got this, you know, property that we've acquired tied into our
you no longer have a lot. You no longer have a lot.
That's an excellent question. We don't have a parcel to sell, and we've talked about that.
So that sounds like a bad scenario.
Well, there's also the discussion in the conversation of what is referred to as what we refer to internally in the parties as the boot. The boot is this parcel, this little leg right here. It is the drainage easement that takes the water from Willow Lake along our boundary, western boundary, along the property line here, mm-hmm. under the road and into the golf course, and it fills the lakes up of the golf course. Right. This small parcel is approximately just over 6,000 square feet. When the church goes to do their development, my conversation with the planner this afternoon, they will require the church more than likely to sever this lot line right here. We could then do a joint lot line and put our line back there, thus again creating two parcels.
We have all this in writing that we can do this? We have an agreement with the church that we can do this?
We have the signed agreement with the church that the board authorized previously. And these issues have come up in the last 2 days. There's been the church needs to have that boot parcel, if you will. It's a parcel that we don't really need. It is, it's part of a drainage parcel. It benefits nobody except for whoever owns that corner parcel.
In order to transfer ownership of that excess boot to the church, don't we have to create a parcel there? So there, in essence, aren't we creating a third parcel?
Yes, but as we were discussing just before the meeting, another consideration came up, and that is the line here, which is the property line split there, the proposed property line, that would be a joint driveway ingress egress easement, and therefore we would, kind of hard for me to see with these glasses, sorry.
So there would be a joint driveway
going through here that would be a joint ingress egress easement that would cross over the creek. They would fill it in and then provide access through here and then back out to the street for school. This joint access would be, we would give them an easement in this area right in here.
Okay, that's a good answer, but I probably didn't ask the question correctly. Currently, there are three parcels. Pilates, TODB, and DCPC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We're having problems maintaining three parcels.
Well, there's four parcels counting that little one.
That's ours, though. That's TODB. But what I'm saying is...
The little one right here belongs to us.
This is TODB.
Okay.
This is Pilates, and this is DCPC. Rick, when we create, in order to give this to the church,
sorry,
maybe like 75.
Aren't we going to have to create a third parcel, a fourth parcel? I mean,
and you just told us we couldn't have a third parcel
because we can't give something to them that doesn't have boundaries to it.
Correct. Yes.
So we've created that fourth parcel that saves a boundary line right here. When we give it to them, this boundary line goes away because now this becomes part of this. Oh, it doesn't go away, you're saying, because of that leg.
This line right here becomes the basis for the new parcel. You eliminate this line, thus still leaving two parcels.
So why can't this line become this line? So we're still just moving lines around. We're not building any more parcels.
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
It's a valid question.
It seems to me that we're it's mandated that we create a fourth parcel because I can't give them something that doesn't have boundaries to it. So I have to create a fourth parcel here. This is the fourth parcel now. We've got this, 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 and this. We have four parcels. Once we give this to them, we're back down to three parcels. Can we use that lot? Because it doesn't matter how big the line is. It could be this little line right here. A line's a line. The length of it doesn't make any difference.
Right. Valid question. I will find out.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
One more
yes.
question. You say that the church at some point would facilitate us being able to get our line back on our property. Is that when they go to build or when the deal is done now? Because if it isn't done immediately, we're still stuck in this limbo time where if we...
Partnership with the church.
Yeah, and where this property and our well site property is all the same lot, which is not desirable to me. I think that's...
Agreed. Although immediately, personally, immediately is not really an issue because we know that we're years, literally years away from really moving forward with either construction... Because we have to talk about a benefits tax and all these other things that are going to take years to occur. So I'm not concerned that it happened immediately. I am concerned. I have the same concern you do. I don't want to lose the ability to liquidate that asset if it's not a viable asset for the town.
Yeah.
And it needs to be in writing going in. I mean, it needs to be signed by both parties and the agreement needs to be going in.
We have to talk to the council whether that even can be legally done or not. I'm not sure.
This if comes stuff, we will.
A handshake won't.
Because we're all friends right now. Should we get an
argument? No, nothing's a handshake, believe me.
There will be a written agreement.
So there has to be. Before we make decisions of any other kind, we need to find out, get all this stuff in place. This is all
At this point in time, we are all of the
contingents.
The contingencies, thank you, Jim. All of the contingencies have been satisfied, with the exception of the lot line adjustment. If a lot line adjustment had been approved, we would be on track to close escrow on time, okay? And we would be able to deal with any of the remaining issues with that boot subsequent after the close of escrow. But because of the fact that that little half circle doesn't work for us anymore, we've got to move to plan B. If we don't approve something similar to this, then we have to go through the subdivision map act process in a subdivision to create the parcel. What we're trying to accomplish is the same thing without going through that process. But Ray's point is the exact same question I've been asking myself. How at some point in time in the future, if the board determines that they don't want to move forward, do we get that parcel back because we don't have anything to sell? So that is something that we've been talking to the church about.
You'd have to subdivide your parcel, and it would take another 6 months.
The church parcel can be a lot line from the church parcel to our parcel at that point in time. It's a joint application, very similar to what we've just submitted.
What did the planner tell us about how much time that takes?
Well, the escrow is currently scheduled. Our contingency date is December the 5th, next Wednesday.
Right.
If we don't continue the process, it dies on its own merits on Wednesday. We have submitted an informal request of the seller for an additional 60 days. We have not heard back on that pending the discussion here tonight. So I'm ready to submit a formal request to the sellers tomorrow, requesting an additional 60 days. I don't know if they will grant that or not. And I need your authority to approve that.
I guess.
It's my understanding, the conversation I had with the planner today, when I presented this map to him, which we just got, by the way, a couple of days ago, because we just found out that the other one wasn't going to work, or might not work. He looked at this and immediately said, oh, that'll work. This should not be a problem at all. So while we're still pushing for the original one, if we get to a point in time where it just isn't going to happen, then this would be our recommendation to move that forward.
Why wouldn't we just ask the church to move this line right here and bring this line to here instead of us moving our line? That would preserve our lot line, and then why wouldn't we ask for that?
Because that subjects the church at that point in time to the development review process. Okay. Because they would be expanding their current use.
Oh, okay.
And it opens up the entire development review process, which is an approximately 6 to 9 month process.
All right.
So this was the most seamless method. However, that is what we eventually want to have take place. That is what we would work towards.
Is this definitely out?
That line?
Not definitely, but 90%.
And the
Chris asked a question. I didn't hear the. I don't know that I got the answer, or maybe it was a different question. If we had to go through the process of maintaining this line, what would it take for us to go through the process of maintaining this subdivision, these two lots separate?
Of keeping them in place.
Yes.
Where they are right now.
Yes. As well as putting in this line, what does that entail?
It would require one of two things, as I understand it to be, and you may be able to help out more if you're familiar with it, would be a subdivision to subdivide it, subdivide the parcel to create the two parcels, or have the church go through the lot line adjustment. That subjects them at that point in time to the development review process of the county.
So what would our action? Okay, that's what the church would have to do if we went that route. If you take option A, what does that entail?
We'd have to subdivide the property.
Which means what?
going through an application process with the county.
Which takes how long?
Months.
Months.
Sometimes it takes
6 months to a year, maybe.
Yeah,
it's an extent. It's not much different. It's either way, it's the same thing. Then it's whether they do it or we do it. Theirs is just called. I mean, they have to do a different process, but it's still going to take months. Or we have to do a different process. It's going to take 6 months.
I would recommend that in terms of the transfer of the boot, of conveyance of the boot to the church, that one of the conditions of that conveyance be that they go through the process to move their lot line to recreate our two parcels.
Yeah, subject to that.
Well, but again, I'm confused. If we can't, how can we quantify, whether it be here or here, how do we quantify this parcel of land to give to the church or sell to the church or whatever we're going to do with it to the church, right? How do we put that little 20-foot piece of dotted line in there without subdividing? Now we've subdivided. We've added a fifth lot.
We'll just pull that line back.
Oh, sorry.
That's what we're doing. Well, pull what line back, though?
That boot will just be pulled back. From the toe, it will go back to wherever your finger keep the 20-foot area.
Is that right? Will it be just that all of a sudden this line just moves back to here? So it's not a subdivision?
Well, that's the intent, is to eliminate the line to the west.
I understand, but do we have to create the parcel before we can give it away, or do we just transfer the line?
I believe we just transfer the line.
Okay, well then my question doesn't mean anything.
Can I just make one point?
Please.
All the questions that we're asking, we have no answers for. And hear me out. I've been listening since we've started this whole procedure. We have great intentions for what we're doing, and I am totally in favor of doing the community center, absolutely. But I don't like the fact that we're guessing at every answer we've come up with. Has been, I think we can, this might be, I should be able to do that, this is possible. Why don't we get somebody in here who can answer these questions and tell us exactly what we can and cannot do before we go step forward and get into this mess and then find out we got a problem we can't handle?
Easier said than done. The difficulty is that we just found out about this very recently.
Okay.
And it was a last minute hiccup to the process.
But that doesn't make it any less convoluted.
Well, no, it would have made it, it would have been significantly simpler if that little half circle was a legal lot, because then nothing would change. It would be exactly.
I agree with you 100%, okay. But right now, okay. I'm sitting here, I'm going to be asked for an opinion on whether we should move this forward. I have not had one definitive answer to anything that we're looking at. We're all guessing at everything here, and I'm just not comfortable with going forward.
Submit the application to the county. We haven't submitted it. So
until for what?
For a lot line adjustment.
Well, we're saying that we would have to give up this land of the church that we could no longer sell. But we don't know if they might let us have it back, but they might not. We're thinking that we might be able to move this line. We might be able to, but we might not. We might be able to take this over here, but we might. This is not how to go forward with this.
Okay. There's the boot portion of the parcel. Okay. That parcel we want to convey, transfer, sell, in whatever method is legal to the church. We don't need it. They need it. It doesn't benefit us. It benefits whoever owns that corner parcel. So what we have discussed with the church today is to have an agreement with the church. The agreement does not exist because we haven't developed it yet. It's new. It will come back to you. And that agreement would spell out, while we're continuing to go through escrow, that agreement would spell out how the conveyance of the boot portion of the parcel to the church would take place, and how we would, and how that would be conditioned, and how we would condition that to restoring the lot line between the two parcels. That was the discussion we had this afternoon. And if it kind of got convoluted in the conversation, that is the agreement that we would like to work with, and the church has agreed to do that. An agreement to agree doesn't necessarily constitute an agreement, So we would have to develop that agreement and bring it back to the board for consideration, and then get the church to approve it. We would negotiate that transaction and come back to the board.
Okay, can I ask one further question? Okay, then we have till December 5th, I believe, until the close escrow?
We have, no, escrow is 12/20, but the contingency date is December the 5th.
Okay, I'm sorry, contingency. So, and in the meanwhile, we don't have this agreement from the church at this point. We don't have an agreement with the church as to what will happen to the piece of property we can't sell, and we only have till the 5th to get this done.
We have the agreement that the board previously authorized with the church, between us and the church, regarding the trend, regarding the overall transaction.
Which we thought was going to be totally different than it's going
but
to be.
But we need to find
no,
out.
It,
no, it's
it,
very
it,
minor difference.
No. Having now the community center, the athletic club property, now part of our wastewater treatment plant facility.
Water, whatever.
Yeah, water.
don't confuse the two.
No, water.
This is what my concern
is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's not acceptable.
I mean, especially when we no longer have the ability to do what we want to do, that we can't sell it, we can't do it, we don't own it anymore.
And 60 days wouldn't give us enough time to maintain that line there, probably?
60 days would definitely give us the opportunity to negotiate the transaction with the church that would outline the details and the steps necessary to reestablish the boundary, the property line, as well as provide the different steps necessary to convey the boot to the church.
What's important to understand is the contract that you have with the seller and the church right now has nothing to do with the boot.
Okay.
This has all come up in the last 48 hours when the church has raised this. So we currently have binding agreements with them. So this is basically an add-on that would have to come back as a separate transaction for your approval.
But the boot's really a minor issue compared to the issue, in my opinion, that Ray just brought up. That's the big issue. What happens with that boot? We don't want that.
Nobody cares about
the boot. Yeah. The boot's not the issue. The issue is the lot line adjustment. And in my opinion, we should be instructing the church to move their lot line from the end of the creek to the street to over here. Because, and I'll tell you my reason behind that. My reasoning behind that is you'll end up, in essence, with three parcels. You'll have a water treatment plant as one parcel. You will have a community center, athletic club, whatever you want to call it, as a second parcel. Different duties, different response. And you'll have a church as the third parcel. So no matter where their lot line is, they're the only ones that are going to remain all the same thing. They're going to still be a church all the way down here. That whole thing is the church. The other two are different, what am I trying to say, tasks, different businesses, different... It doesn't make sense to combine those two.
Director Madison have been involved in some of the conversations and the discussions. Originally, the boot has been left off the table intentionally because it would be addressed once escrow closed, and we would then go through the process of making that conveyance of the boot to the church. This changes that. Because of the new lot line, because of the situation we have right now. So that changed the game, if you will, with respect to the boot, and it now brings the boot from what was going to take place after the fact, now needs to take place concurrently, but it still has to take place after the fact. It can't be, it's not part of this current
transaction. It needs to be addressed now instead of later.
Well, yeah, but it's not an issue.
Okay, let's just...
It's
so,
not.
So right now we've got
with
a 10-acre parcel
with
that's
them or us. No.
We're trying to buy here and then have the church chip in so they can buy their piece of it. My suggestion would be that we have an agreement with the church as to what the final configuration of their lot's going to be with our lot and maintain the three lots separately, like Kevin's talking about and you've brought up, Mark. But that would have to be after the close of escrow for that type of thing, activity to occur, that we would continue down the road to close this thing on time, and that during the year of 2013, that this lot line, doing it properly so we can keep the separate pieces, do that lot line adjustment work, and the church would have to you know, put hard money down so that they, they're fully committed on what they're going to do. And that's...
Can you enter into an agreement prior to escrow closing with the church to do that, though?
I don't know. You didn't hear my proposal?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so, like I said...
We can do that.
We have an agreement with the seller right now. I'm just repeating myself so I can hear myself. Keep the three pieces. We want to have three pieces when we end up here. We want to keep our water site. We want to keep our community center site. And we want to keep the church site. So let's enter an agreement with these guys with the final map of how it's going to look. And we close on time on the town side. And then the church puts their money forward. And then we, like I said, we don't know. There's a lot of questions. You had good questions, Mark, about how much time to stay. The code and the process would allow us these lot lines. There's never any guarantees, but the process, the county would work with us, with the engineers that have done this map to, you know, to take it through. But it may take 3, 6, 9 months. There's no, it's hard to guess that. I don't think their desks are that busy right now with cutting up, you know, 500 house subdivisions right now, so we might get a little priority on it. But I would expect it, you know, reasonably that by midsummer we could have the final lot lines laid out. But it might take.
If I may, we can definitely do a concurrent agreement with the church while we're going through this process. So we can go ahead and do that to answer your question.
I think the concern that we're discussing here is giving up a lot line. Giving up a parcel, a viable asset, at the time of close, and I don't want to make that lot line adjustment before we close. I mean, I don't want to lose that.
We have, assuming we are successful and board authorizes me to negotiate up to 60 days, it's still a contingency date. So if the board wasn't happy with the agreement we entered into with the church, and they weren't happy with the lot line, the way it was going to turn out, the board can always terminate the agreement anytime before the contingency
date. I'd like to make a motion.
Go
ahead, more discussion, please. You know,
I just wanted, one of the things in here to me, any part of this agreement where we give up control of the water treatment plant.
Oh,
well, I mean, that's what we're talking about right now. The way we're looking at the lot line, they're going to, we won't have, because we can't sell it, it'll become part of the deal, we can't do anything with it. And that's what I have the issue with. I'm not voting for something that we give up control.
Okay.
Because he thinks it's all part of one.
No, he's saying if eventually, if we change it like that, like we wanted to, and then all of a sudden we want to sell the land, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Communities, you mean the community center land?
Yeah.
7 acres.
Yeah. But now, because it's all one parcel that includes the water, then you can't do that.
You can't. Yeah, you want to maintain the integrity of an independent parcel. Yeah. I think that's how I would say it.
That concerns, because you don't know what's going to. We could get in it somewhere down the road. We're all friends with the church right now. Somewhere down the road, there could be a disagreement, and they won't play ball. I mean, I'm not supporting anything where we give up control of something we already have.
I'm not understanding your concern, because that's not true.
I think I lost it too.
Well, this drawing shows
that. None of this discussion
go up there, go up there and show us what you're talking
church
about.
Any more power.
No.
Mark, go up there and show us.
We're being told that we would not be able to sell the land have control.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
The water plant. And I don't want to give that up.
He's talking about giving up that.
I understand what you're saying. Based on the fact that we're going to count on the church to help us out down the road.
Yeah, and if they decide not to, that's kind of foolish.
But if we have an agreement in place that we'll be working towards, that will resolve your concern.
Show it to me.
That's what
we have to
have
negotiate. We have time to negotiate that agreement. Mark, remember, this just came up literally in the last 48 hours. I mean, we agendized this for Tuesday evening, and there were so many uncertainties then.
4 minutes ago,
that when this change came up, that we had to regroup, and this is what we've come up with. I have not. The conversation I have with the church is that they are willing to enter into an agreement with us that would be inclusive, that would be able to provide them with what they need to get, which is their boot, if you will, and our parcel back. Because we've discussed that with them. That's important. We get that back. This is an interim measure. Worst case scenario, if they don't play nice with us down the road or something happens, I hate to say it, but you can always go to the Subdivision Act and get your parcel back. You know, it's timely, it's more expensive, it's something nobody wants to go through.
Including me.
So I guess what I'm asking for would be for board, would be for board.
We're going to throw this map out.
Sorry.
Probably. It's okay.
So what is it you're trying to, we're trying to do tonight?
I would like to have board authorization to move this map, as you see it, up on this board, to submit it to the county for the lot line adjustment, concurrently entering into an agreement with the church, negotiating agreement with the church, subject to board authorization and concurrence, that would return the lot line and create the two separate parcels, convey the boot portion to the church, and have the church's lot, and then have the church go through the development review process so they can move their lot line to accomplish that.
So in essence, you're saying take all this right here and just slide it right down to here.
And the 60-day extension.
And the line between the water plant and the...
That stays. That's already there. That's going to stay.
No, it's not there.
It's going to go away for the time being.
But once you submit this to the county...
No, it's there.
Once you submit it and it's accepted by the county, that lot line goes away.
Yeah.
And then if we don't know the agreement with the church, the lot line is gone.
I would feel so comfortable given... keeping the lines where they are and let the church get their butt back together again here. And we need 60 days to negotiate with the church on this, but we need to keep our lot lines where they are, and that the church can come in on a later date and finish buying their piece once they go through the public process.
And one of the things to keep in mind is the boot is going to be a separate agreement. You can put your hook in there, requiring some type of an action in order for that boot to be transferred. That way you have some leverage, because I hear what you're saying. You're saying, well, what if they choose not to? Well, if they choose not to, then the condition of buying the boot will fail and they won't take title to that. Does that make sense?
But we still don't have the lot line back, do we?
That's correct. And they don't have the boot, and they'll have problems developing their property.
Well, but don't change the lot. Mark, understand that their whole reason, their whole master plan, which you haven't seen, for that property is to be able to have traffic come up this common driveway we've talked about and access through the church. If we don't give them the boot, they can't get to their, they can't build.
No,
they can't do it. It's a pretty good hook, actually.
I just don't feel good about it.
But
you guys can vote me down.
That's okay.
If I may, there's a number of situations that I think the board needs to be aware of. If the board's direction is to have me go back and negotiate a deal with the church, that would accomplish what we're talking about and not move the current lot line, I'm going to suggest that that's probably a 6-month process.
Yeah, I get that. That's what I was proposing. Okay.
But that being a 6-month process, we can't close escrow.
Why can't we?
The only way to close escrow is if the district buys the entire parcel by itself,
right?
And then we go back and enter an agreement with the church to sell.
No, we do that during the next 60 days. We get that agreement done.
That parcel would then be subject to the Surplus Lands Act, and that parcel has to be made available to other public agencies.
7-Eleven and everybody else. Right?
Public agencies. And the Surplus Lands Act is very specific as to the types of public agencies.
That's hairy.
Which nobody will want.
Which, you never know, but I...
You high school.
The church would be taking a risk in doing that. We would certainly not have a problem selling it under that scenario, because if a governmental agency did come in and say we wanted it, they would have to pay market appraised value, same price.
Right. We end up with the 7 acres we started with, one in the first place.
But that would be the change. There would be that we would be acquiring it up front, and then making the switch to the church later. We can give them a right of first refusal. We can enter an agreement with the church that would give them a right of first refusal, meaning that we have to offer it subject to the Surplus Lands Act. Correct me if I'm wrong. We have to offer it subject to the Surplus Lands Act. However, if nobody takes that option and wants to purchase it from us, church, you have the right of first refusal to purchase it from us on the agreed upon appraised values.
The only problem I have with that idea, what happens if the church has second thoughts, a new minister is going to be coming in, the board changes, and they said, well, you know what, we have right of first refusal, we refuse it, we don't want it. And now we've got the whole 10 acres, which is not really what we wanted. Because the church isn't obligated to exercise their option.
Well, if you put money in the game, they probably would want to do something, right? Put them $50,000 of hard money and have that option, they might want to do something with that $50,000.
Of course, it's refundable.
And maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a hard money first right of refusal.
If you're going to give them the equivalent of an option, you have to get fair market value for that.
Okay.
You can't give it. That would be basically a gift of public property or an interest in public property. Mm.
Would that be at the time the offer is the right of first refusal would be accepted?
No,
or at the time the agreement is the agreement that says if nobody opts to purchase it.
The agreement, the consideration would, in my opinion, have to be paid at the time that the agreement is entered into that gives them that right.
Okay.
They have to buy the right.
Buy the right. And maybe we could get that done in the next 60 days.
In the meanwhile, I got to agree with Kevin. I don't want to own that 10 acres.
All right.
I mean, that was what we set out to do.
Yeah, I don't want
and this is going, it's just like we got the horse behind the cart again. And if it takes, if we got to take more time.
Mark, I know you keep saying that, but in all fairness, we're dealing with the issues as they come up. So it's not really quite like that.
But we've never had anything locked in. Everything's been the church kind of sort of.
It's a process. It's a process. I understand what you're saying, but let's give Rick his due for working hard on this thing for the last however months, and Jim and Chris, and say, hey, you know, we're running into these problems and we're dealing with them as they come up. And yes, they're technical, and yes, they're confusing, and yes, I work with veterans. I don't sell property, so it's confusing to me. But you know, I don't want to. I think it's still a doable. I still think it's doable. I'd still like to see it happen, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I'd love to see it happen if it happens the way we want it to happen.
Yeah, but there are variables, and I think we need to get those answered. So what I would propose is that we move through this process here so I can make a motion and give the public a chance to comment.
I have to point out again, one very fundamental point is your existing contract with the seller has the contingency of the lot line adjustment being completed by next Wednesday. That will not happen. So all of this discussion is conditioned upon one of two things. Either one, the seller of the property agreeing to an addendum which extends the contingency period, or if they're unwilling to do so, you waive that contingency. Obviously, we're not recommending the latter.
Exactly.
And otherwise, the agreement will terminate.
Right. And I'm ready to make that motion, but we haven't quite got to that point yet.
You guys have any more discussion for you?
No, I think the horse is dead. I think we killed
him. Please, hang the dog.
He's laying on his side.
At this time, I'd like to open the for public comment, please. Thank you.
I really appreciate the opportunity to have access to and participation in this discussion of this one small but very knotty aspect of the thing that you're dealing with. I really appreciate that. As you know, I am distressed at the fact that there are dozens of things that need to be discussed like that have not been discussed in open session with the public access and participation, not the least of which was the original decision that you made to offer to purchase this property. That was never discussed in open session. In 11 months, there's been two open meetings, this one and the one on October 17th. For 9 months, you had closed sessions where you talked about a lot of things, and none of that was in open sessions. And you may remember, Chris, that when the boondoggle of the medical benefits came up, you said, we need to do a better job of communicating and being more transparent. If 9 months under your jurisdiction, Chris, with never an open meeting is an example of that. I'm really puzzled. I hope if you do get the 60-day extension that you can have some open sessions in order to bring the public into this and be involved in it.
Okay.
I don't think there would be anything worse than what's happened be aborted because you handle it improperly, and I don't know how that would be implemented, but that's the worst thing that could happen. You need to bring this out of the problem that it's in, get it back into getting the public involved, and move on to do something that I think started out with the Communications Committee last year and move on. Relative to the closed sessions that you have scheduled for tonight,
you can
only have a closed session to discuss the price and terms of payment.
That's right, and that's what we do.
All of that is in the purchase agreement.
Okay, right.
And that's public. The two meetings tonight would be illegal.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay, at this time I'm now going to close public comment. Does the board have any more deliberation or motion?
I'd like to make a motion. I would like to make a motion that we authorize our negotiator to extend the contingency period for 60 days from the date of expire.
And if the offer is rejected, that the agreement terminate by its terms on Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay. So the vote was 4-1.
I'm sorry. Who voted?
I voted nay.
Okay.
Very quietly.
Mr. President, board members, there are two closed session items on here. The reason that those were put on is simply because we did not know what was going to happen once the agenda was posted before today as to whether and what response would have been received from the church. Since they have signed the agreement, there's no need to go into closed session on either item, and I'd recommend that they be dropped. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
If we can go back to the last item, and Vice President Graves' motion, I want to make sure I understand exactly what my direction is. Is it the board's direction that we not submit a lot line adjustment as presented this evening? Is that what
all we asked for was an extension?
Yeah.
All we asked for is a 60-day extension for lot line adjustment negotiations.
If your question, Rick, is, do we want to submit a map that unites the two parcels? The answer is no. Is that what the question is?
That map is not what we asked for.
Well,
I just want to make sure.
The board is not comfortable with moving forward with a lot line adjustment that unifies the parcels. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah. Just go get us 60 more days.
I understand that, but 60 more days, and I apologize for this. I'm not sure what I'm, other than asking for 60 more days.
And then negotiate. Well, in my opinion, can we still discuss this, Council?
We're back on that.
Okay.
That item, yeah.
In my opinion, I would like our staff negotiator, to continue to talk to the church about them entering into a simultaneous agreement to adjust their line, or an agreement that they will adjust their line, a contractual agreement that they will adjust their line upon completion of their development review process. If I said that correctly.
After the close of escrow.
After the close of escrow.
But we can't close escrow without a lot line adjustment.
So that is really the cart in front of the horse.
Unless the only way we can do that is if we acquire the entire parcel.
So what are we asking you to do, huh?
I hear and I completely understand the board's concerned with merging the two parcels.
Let me state this one more time, and it may not be unanimous agreement on the board. But what I'm saying is that understanding the agreement with the church should be that they will be upon us negotiating the parcel of land that they need, that 5,000 square feet or 4,500 or 50, 6,600, whatever it is, square feet of land that they need, known as the boot, to them in good faith, for whatever that contraction amount be, a dollar, whatever it might be, that we need an obligation from them that they will immediately enter into the process of the development review process to change the lot line. But it has to be contractual. It has to be in an agreement, because we will have to forego, we will have to do that lot line adjustment based on that commitment from the church. And that's why I'm saying you guys might not, you guys, I know there's risk, we're taking a risk here, but it's contractual. And there's no motivation in the church to not do this at this particular time. I understand what you're saying down the road, but right now, is it possible, council, to move into a contractual agreement that they would be obligated to forego that, to move that property line down to their, and move forward with that process on a time period, on a time frame?
It would give us back our lot line.
And it would give us back our lot line.
There are always possibilities. Possibilities are not probabilities. In light of the protracted nature of what's taken time to get to where we're at, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. Many of the issues that came up in the last 48 hours could have been brought up long ago.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, so tell me what the problem would be to bring, keep this lot line here, come down here, bring it over here, bring it all the way over here, and then we basically get rid of this lot line right here. So the boot is going to be eventually on their side. What's the problem with that?
It's easy when you just take a pen like that and point it out.
Yep.
But you're dealing with public property. You're dealing with the land use laws, and it's difficult for me or anyone to say, oh, well, yes, we can do
but
that.
For the point of giving something to the county, a lot line, here's what we're looking for. I mean, we want to get it in there and let them make recommendations, right? Because the county can say you can or you can't. So would it not make sense to do that? Because I think it takes care of our problems.
I agree with what Jim's saying, to go back to that 60-day contingency extension. If we get that 60-day contingency extension, that gives you time to give these options to the county and resolve this issue.
And let them
come
back.
Over and above what this church does.
We can't eliminate this line right here.
What line?
The one that he's referring to
right
here. Okay. You with me?
Yeah.
Because by doing so, we are then conveying our part.
No, I understand that.
To the church.
But we talked to you about several options tonight.
Yes.
We talked about, is that dead yet? Well, we're 90% sure, but, you know, we can go back and beg and maybe say, hey, this doesn't even make sense at that. You know, who knows? The other option is there. It's going to be mandated that we establish a fifth parcel anyway to be able to give them, to convey that piece of property to them. So therefore, can't we move that lot line over? There's other possibilities to go to the county with.
Can I make this suggestion? Just direct staff to work with the church and the county on a very short notice, presuming we get the 60-day extension agreement from the owner. Because remember, if the owner says no, we're all done then.
Right.
And then taking all the input that you have had, come back to you to make a presentation of, in order to achieve what it is you're all seeming to indicate.
I'm thinking that was my intent when I asked for the 60-day extension.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that was my intent. Thank you.
Staff just needed that direction.
I thank you for clarifying our thoughts.
We need that by way of a motion, sir.
Okay. I would make a motion that staff, with based on the fact that we do get the 60-day extension, I would then have staff move forward with negotiations with the church and the county to resolve the lot line issue as it stands today and bring that back to the board for consideration.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye. Thank you, counsel.
Do we have to call for discussion on that?
You don't have to have comment on that?
Do we need a public comment for that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the cat's out of the bag, but for polite's sake.
No problem. Yeah, I'm sorry. Any public comment? We'll back up.
Technically, here. It had closed. This was a topic of discussion.
Well, do you have any more comments?
With a follow-up motion.
You following with us?
Pardon?
You following with us, what we're doing? Are you okay with what we're doing?
You're tracking this?
You're tracking?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And thank you for making it open.
All right. At this time, I'd like to close our meeting.
Thank you, folks.